Welcome to Love This Bitch, the podcast that teaches you how to love your life and accomplish your goals through self-compassion and self-coaching. Now here's your host, MBA and Master Certified Professional Life Coach, Lisa Oglesby.
Hello, my loves, and welcome to the show today. So happy to have you here with me. Today, we're going to be talking about a thought or a mindset that really serves, and it's, I can do hard things. And I've kind of touched on this in other episodes, but I was recently checking out a podcast called Hacking Your ADHD by William Kerb, and he has a couple of episodes on doing hard things. And he just laid out some very simple thoughts, mindsets that can affect your ability to do things. And it was just so perfect and simple. I was like, you know what? I'm going to follow this same layout, add my own spin, and of course, connect it to what I teach my clients and my listeners. But check out his podcast. Even if you don't have ADHD, you know, many things like ADHD, and it's on a spectrum. So the diagnosis comes depending on how much it affects your life, but there are many things that we all struggle, like, well, I have ADHD, but even those of you who don't, as far as attention, motivation, and focus, especially today with how we get things so fast, so much fast, quick information in little bite-sized bits, you know, attention and focus and motivation can be a struggle for anyone, not just people with ADHD. So check that out. But also today I'm going to talk to you about the mindset of I can do hard things and some of the thoughts that you may be having that are keeping you from believing that and having that type of mindset. And as a result, not doing some of the things in life that you want to do. So, you know, his episodes, like I said, were very simple and that's what I'm following here. But you can also get more information about these types of struggles that we're going to talk about today in my episodes, Why Am I So Lazy? The episode, Why Haven't You Done the Laundry and What That Means About You? And also The Easy Button and Success Entitlement. So if you haven't listened to those episodes or if it's been a while, go back and check those out. So the first part of this mindset that we're going to talk about is, you know, what is actually hard or easy? And what he talked about and what I think it is important for us to talk about is, you know, the belief that something should, there's that should word, shoulding on yourself, should be easy can cause a lot of problems with the belief that we can do hard things. Because if we think that things are easy that are not necessarily easy, it makes us believe that we can, well, I can't even do this. I can't even do this easy task. So how am I going to do something hard? And I think that that's very common for us to kind of mislabel those things. Not that it's always important to label them, but to notice when we're thinking something should be easy and we're shoulding on ourselves. So it's important then to define these things. And he talked about some definitions and they really stuck out to me. So I'll share those with you. Easy means requiring little effort. And it means it causes little hardship or distress. So that really connects to like the laundry episode, because that's one of the things many of us think, well, that should be easy. And yet it's not done. If it's easy, why am I not doing it? Right? You hear all the judgment. And as we talked about in that episode, that judgment, you know, causes what? Distress and judgment. I can't even do the laundry. And now all of a sudden this little pile of laundry is not a molehill, it's a mountain. It's a judgment about ourselves. I'm a failure. I can't even do the laundry. I can't even do this simple little easy task. And part of that is, it's entirely a judgment, but part of that is the belief that it's easy. And he talked about a false, you know, conflagration of easy and simple, which I think is something we definitely do. And a lot of times when I present ideas and I'm like, I know that sounds simple, but it doesn't mean it's easy. So that's important to remember. Simple does not mean easy. Just because something might seem simple, the laundry might seem simple, easy would mean there's little effort or it causes little hardship or distress. And as we know, if it causes an entire judgment about who you are as a human being, your ability to do this laundry, that's a big thing. That's a very distressful situation. So it's no longer easy, right? And that is causing that judgment that it should be easy instead of helping us, right? Like, oh, this is just easy. And another little sneaky judgment that he pointed out is when we're thinking, I just need to do it, right? And that's because it's simple, but we're thinking it's easy. Just do it. I should just do it. Shooting all over ourselves. Increasing the distress, making it more difficult. So when you have all these beliefs and judgments built up behind this task because it should be easy, it's definitely not easy. And what is easy can vary so much, right? From person to person, because it's all about your perception, the amount of effort it takes for you, the amount of distress, the thoughts that you have about it. All these things are playing in to decide whether or not it's easy. And this is personal to you. It's also personal to you from time to time, right? If you've had a good night's sleep, there's a lot of things the next day that might be easy for you that aren't always. They might be hard at other times. I like to compare it as we talk about, I like to lift weights. So, you know, think about the different weights in the gym. What's easy for one person is very different from another person, and even the same person from time to time, depending on sleep, hydration, stress, where they are in their life. You know, if you have to run up and down the gym with 10 pounds, might be easy for you, might be hard for someone else. Some people could probably do it with 50 pounds, but then some people could lift more at one time than that person, because some people train to lift heavy, some people train for cardio skills. So what would be hard for those two people is totally different. If you've never trained for that, even if you're in there training all the time, it's different. For me, I lift weights every single week, several times a week, but I have a very small frame and my body doesn't build muscle well, and I'm not gonna, you know, put in the hours and the dieting necessary to build a bunch of muscle. So even though I work on it, it's important to me, and I work to build my strength and my muscle, I'm not strong. So there are a lot of things that people will consider, you know, easy, lightweight, and they're not for me. And that's okay, because when I'm in the gym, I'm working out for me. I'm working on my strength, not someone else's strength. So your life and these tasks and these things that you're looking at and wanting to do or trying to get done and struggling with, it's about your life. It's about what's easy and what's hard for you. So telling yourself, you know, it should be easy, I should just do it, is making it difficult, is making it more distressful. It's making you feel less than and like you're failing. It's not motivating you to get these things done. It's okay to acknowledge that certain things are hard for you. It doesn't matter how simple they are, because again, simple doesn't mean easy. You know, you could say it's simple. You want to be happy in life. You know, look on the inside, don't look at the outside. We all know that. That's a pillar of many philosophies, psychologies, but that's simple. It's not easy. And what does that mean? And what does that look like? You know, it brings up a lot of questions. But when it comes to ourselves and whether a task is easy or not, we just tend to say that should be easy and I'm a failure. Why am I not just doing it? Which stops us from doing it because it makes it more difficult. And then it supports that belief that we're not good enough and that we can't do hard things by playing in later when we see a difficult thing or we're facing a difficult thing that we want to do, then we want to think, well, but if I can't even keep up with my laundry, you know, if I can't even do this other easy task, I definitely can't do this big difficult thing. And so it completely undermines what we want to do and accomplish, even though the things are really your ability to do the laundry is unrelated, say, to your ability to start your own business or write a book or go for a promotion at work. Completely unrelated. But our mind is looking for ways to support that belief that we're not good enough. And if we believe that, or that, you know, something is too hard for us and we should just quit, right? We shouldn't do it. It's too hard. We're not going to get there. We're going to fail. we're looking for ways to support those beliefs and dismissing things that are hard for us as being easy is one of the ways that we do that. So it's important to notice when you are beating yourself up about not doing something because it should be easy. This also prevents you from looking for a solution to accomplish that task if it is something that you truly want to accomplish. Sometimes that's the problem. But if you're the problem, if you're just not good enough, where does that leave you? It just leaves you feeling crappy and not doing it and just feeling not good enough, feeling shoulded on. It doesn't make you look for solutions, right? When you're ready to admit that this task, simple or not, doesn't matter, is not easy for you, that there is some struggle there for you, now you can dig deeper into that. Now you can look at, well, why am I struggling with this? What are the thoughts that are making this more difficult for me? You know, or what are ways that I can make this task easier or make my life, my environment easier or more tailored to helping me get this task done, right? When it's not just a personal failing, when you just like, hey, I struggle with this, this is hard for me. Now you can look into those solutions. You can dig deeper. You can figure out, why do you want to accomplish the task? What's in the way? You know, and what do I need to get it accomplished? Maybe you need some accountability. Maybe you need, like I just mentioned, those setting up ways to make the task easier for you personally. And it's also important to look at, you know, what is my main goal here? Why do I want to accomplish this task? And also, as the podcast that I was listening to mentioned, what does done mean? You know, what is that end goal? What does done even look like for you? Because sometimes we don't know that. Done laundry might just mean clean. You might still be able to grab it off of wherever you keep, I was about to say the futon, and you're going to be like, grab it off the futon. There is laundry on the futon at my house that certain members of my household just grab. I'm fine with that. That's done. It works for that person. It works for us. So, you know, that kind of connects with some of the other episodes as well that I've had, you know, finding what fits you and why isn't this working for me? Getting these certain tasks into our day, even if they're tasks like the laundry, it's still about what fits you and what works for you in your life to accomplish your goals. So it's very important to be able to see that there's a struggle there and it's not just some personal failing. This is difficult for you. To be able to look at ways to say, okay, why am I struggling here? What can I learn about myself? What can I try differently? How can I make this work for my life to get it done? Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about how easy or how hard it is or how they make it work in their life, right? They may share that with you and may give you some good tips, but it's your life. You have to find ways to make the things that you want to get done fit in for you, into your life, into your schedule, into the struggles that you have, the experiences that you have. Again, not someone else, like we talked about in that, in the gym scenario. It doesn't matter what tasks, what workout components are easy or hard for someone else. This is not a competition. Maybe if you're training for a competition, it does. But if you're working out, improving your health, your mobility, your strength, your cardio, vascular endurance, etc., it's all about you and what works for you and what helps you grow in those areas. And it's the same for your life and, you know, how you do any task from simple to more complex. It's all about what fits and what works for you. And looking for those solutions and being open to figuring that out means being open, as we've talked in other episodes, like finding what fits you, to experimenting and finding what fits and not being afraid to try things and to fail. So it's important to know, right, that it's not about you not being good enough. So you don't have to avoid trying different things or avoid failing, right? Because right now you're just sitting there judging yourself. I should be doing this. Why won't I just do this? And just feeling not good enough. And in the alternative, you can see that, hey, this is hard for me, and then try different ways to accomplish it, figure out why it's hard and how to make it easier, how to make it work for you. And now you see, oh, it's not me. I just needed to figure out how to make it fit for me. So that's a very important piece of the puzzle to knowing that you can do hard things, is not judging easy things or using easy things or things you are perceiving to be easy to judge yourself. Notice when things are difficult and you're judging yourself with the thought, this should be easy, and beating yourself up and keeping yourself from doing that task, making that task more distressful and more difficult for you, instead of showing yourself the compassion that you need to figure it out and get it done. And in all that, still, you know, supporting that belief that things are too hard for you and you can't do hard things. Gonna have more on this in the next episode. But first, it was important to lay that down. The definition of easy, remember, it requires little effort for you, and it's something that causes little hardship or distress for you. So opposite of that, then, we would define hard as something that requires a lot of effort for you, right? It's difficult for you, or it causes you a lot of hardship and distress. And as we talked about in the failure and frustration episode, that little bit of hardship and distress, that little bit of struggle we feel when we're doing something hard is a good sign. Those feelings are triggered by the release of, you know, like adrenaline and that dopamine that's getting you excited, getting you ready to learn something new. Because it's not something that's automatic, that takes little effort, that's easy. So we want this. We want this struggle. We don't want to run from it. But when we're thinking that we're struggling, that we can't even do these little easy things, it supports that belief that we can't do hard things, and it makes us want to run from them. Look at that and notice if you are judging yourself with, this should be easy, I should just do it. And work on showing yourself compassion and realizing that it's not easy. It might be simple, but it's not easy for you. And it doesn't mean anything about you that it's a struggle for you. Noticing that judgment so you can turn it and look to it for solutions and for what works for you and how you can get it done. I hope this helps. There will be more on this topic next week, and I hope that you'll join me.